Just 1% of Wyoming students take K-12 virtual education classes, and the vast majority of those online learners are full-time at one of the state's two virtual schools. Last year, the State Department of Education launched a task force to expand and improve online learning. The group found a number of things that need to change. As we heard in the previous story in our virtual education series, one is the lack of transparency in student performance data for full-time virtual schools. Another, as Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Trank reports in the final story in our series, is a lack of part-time virtual education.
At Powell High School, students can blend their classroom learning with an online course or two.
They could be taking a foreign language such as German that we don't offer. They can be taking some science classes that we don't offer.
Kevin Mitchell is superintendent at Park County School District 1. His students take classes online through Florida Virtual School, which serves more than 200,000 students worldwide, most of them part-timers. Mitchell says it's worth it, not only for the new subject matter, but also because students are learning how to learn online.
We want to make sure that we're preparing our students to be able to meet those challenges out there.
Last year, there were only about 115 part-time virtual learners in the whole state, according to the Wyoming Department of Education. For the most part, when Wyoming kids want to learn online, they leave their school district and enroll from home at one of the full-time virtual programs. Mitchell says he's trying to stay ahead of the curve.
We see that if we're not going to provide opportunities for our students in-house, they have multiple opportunities to leave us and get an education online.
The idea is we're trying to minimize that necessarily having to happen, right? Because it may be that a kid doesn't necessarily need to take all courses online. They just want to take one or two or three.
WDE's Laurel Ballard helped lead the distance education task force requested by state lawmakers last year. The group says part-time online courses need to expand. 93% of Wyoming educators surveyed said they would use them if they were available statewide.
We haven't had a whole lot of success in getting that moving in the state.
Ballard and the task force report have proposed some fixes. WDE Chief Academic Officer Brent Bacon says it needs to be easier for districts to find and enroll in these one-off courses, and prices must be lower.
Districts are paying out big bucks for kids if they're getting a one or a two class part-time model. Hopefully these recommendations come in and help those districts at a cheaper price.
The task force proposed a course catalog and learning management system run by the department. WDE would help districts develop virtual education classes and offer them to other districts statewide. Bacon says by banding together, districts would likely pay less than they do now.
Our hope that this model would bring in Wyoming teachers from around the state teaching what they do best, but in an online system to kids.
That sort of model has worked elsewhere. Jubal Yenny was a superintendent in Northeast Tennessee, where 15 school districts shared resources and expertise through virtual education.
We actually had a program where we hired a physics teacher and we were able to do distance learning with a school system that was 25, 30 miles away. So we were offering the course and they were taking it. Some of those kind of collaboration things work very well and I think would work very well in Wyoming.
Yenny is now the superintendent in Albany County. He says there's not much online or blended learning happening in Laramie right now. In some states, high school students are even required to take online classes to graduate. Yenny says he hopes the state's proposed efforts boost virtual learning and let Laramie teachers impact students statewide.
We do have a great deal of qualified, wonderful, capable teachers that I think would embrace the concept of supporting online learning throughout the state and, you know, in some of these rural areas that are unable to hire a physics chemistry teacher, for instance.
But it's unclear when that day will come. Most of the state task force's recommendations can only move forward with new legislation. So far, lawmakers have not taken any action on the report. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.
These reports are part of the American Graduate Let's Make It Happen, a public media initiative to address the dropout crisis, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.